KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM. Good morning. I'm really happy to be joined by an actress from a film that I'm very excited about seeing. Her name is Yardley Cavanaugh. Who are you in Canada this morning?
Yes, I am in Canada. I'm actually in Montreal because we're going to see the unofficial premiere this coming Monday on the 24th. So I'm already here.
Very cool. I called Yardley's office this morning and someone answered in Canadian French. Thank you for speaking to me in English.
No problem. I don't think your Laguna Beach friends and listeners would understand if I spoke in Canadian French.
Now, you play Jamie Foxx's secretary.
Yes, Margaret.
Is that a dream role? Do you ever always want to play a president's secretary in a film?
I don't know if it's a dream role, but it was a dream working with Jamie.
Yeah, you that's
know,
really
that
cool.
For that, I mean, I could have played, they had to call me for different parts in the movie, but unfortunately, I was away somewhere else when they called me, and I couldn't be reached. And then finally, I was lucky that Roland Emmerich, which was the director,
right,
insisted that he really wanted me in the movie. And
the cast is spectacular, and like you said, Roland, who directed, you know, Independence Day and 2012 and all of these kind
and
of
the Day After Tomorrow, also.
Right, and you know, these end of the world movies. What's your relationship like with him then?
My God, he's a phenomenal director. He he was very open-minded, and sometimes it's kind of frightening when you have a director like that, because you know that he's at the summit and you're like, okay, can I tell him exactly how I feel about the role?
Right.
And he would allow me to develop. It's not a huge role, but
sure,
he said it's still an important role.
When we do see the movie next Friday, where should we look for you in the film?
I'm not supposed to tell you.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm not supposed. That's been... we had to sign confidential agreement not to say exactly where we're coming out. But
okay.
I'm the president's secretary. You're going to see me.
I'm sure we will. Well, here's how I know something exciting happens, at least in a couple parts of your section of the film.
Yes.
Because you have a stunt double.
Ah.
So I've done a little investigating.
Oh, God.
So.
Well, if you found it on your own, that's good.
So I know you must be jumping off of something.
I have a double. I'm not going to say it's a stunt double, but I do have a double.
Okay, a double.
I
at
do
least
have a double.
Is she like just like an eating dinner double because you didn't want to eat what was on the table?
Or? No. And it's because it's a huge movie. It's Sony Films,
right,
and these big American productions or big French productions are. They don't want the actor to be overly tired because
okay,
you're there for,
fair enough,
you know, like every day was at least 16-hour long days. And so you have somebody that sits in so that they think of the lighting. The person looks a little bit like you, has the same type of shape. They dress them up in about the same, colors and palettes and everything. But I was like, my God, I just have a small role and I have a double. Wow, this is exciting.
Again, if you're just joining us, we're on the phone with Yardley Cavanaugh. She is an actress in White House Down, which comes out next Friday, playing Jamie Foxx's secretary. I got to ask, you know, the typical like celebrity magazine question. How was Jamie Foxx and Channing Tatum up close, at least in terms of their, attractiveness?
Attractiveness. They're gorgeous. Well, you know, I mean, Channing is not my age, but he's a very nice gentleman. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to work together.
Okay.
As they were introducing us, the week before I was shooting, I had to meet the director and the designer for my outfits and stuff like that. And they said, you need to meet Channing because you were supposed to play this and that with him. So at least he'll know who you are.
Right.
And for next week. And I said, perfect. And as I'm about to shake his hand, he's about to shake mine and he smiles and he says, back on set, nothing moves. And I'm like, okay, I guess next time.
You were so close.
I was so close. And all the teenagers around me kept on saying, oh my God, did you touch him? Don't wash that hand. And I was like, oh my God. Fanatics everywhere.
That's
I mean,
funny.
Even on set, some people didn't get to meet him. And how is he? Is he as gorgeous as they say? I mean, he looks like he's a very, grounded person.
Oh, that's good. We'll talk about
Jamie,
his personality.
I was a little bit intimidated when he came in because he was already in character.
Oh, really?
He's that
kind of actor, huh? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he was rehearsing, he was there. But he's a very funny, humane, grounded person also, which was, we used to have long conversations. Of course, sometimes we had little breaks off, you know. And he's funny. I mean, he's a comedian at the core, so... He made us laugh in between takes, and sometimes it was hard to get back into the mode that we were in because we just finished laughing and it was a serious thing. And
We definitely appreciate you taking the time for us this morning.
It's my pleasure.
And we will look for you, but we don't know where in the movie next Friday.
You'll look for me, but you'll see me. My name is Margaret in the movie.
Okay, Margaret.
Margaret, you'll see me. Don't worry.
Okay.
You'll see me. You have no. You won't miss me. Don't worry about it. But
right.
I mean, you might see me only 10 minutes, but you'll see me.
Sure, we'll see. All right.
I'm not allowed to say much more than that, though.
But we do appreciate you saying what you did. Yardley Kavanaugh on the phone this morning. Have a great morning. I hope to talk to you again soon. Okay.
You too. Thank you so much. And ciao, Laguna. Au revoir.
Ciao. Merci. Bye.
De rien.